1.
Well, why don't we start by having you introduce yourselves for us?
I'm Louise. I'm a shirt.
I'm William, and I'm a pants.
You're just pants. You're not a pants.
Right. I'm pants, and you are shirt.
We should be clear. You are leather pants.
That's right. And I'm told that that means that I used to be different. Like, I used to be animal.
Yeah, leather comes from cows.
In previous life, I have no memory of this.
2.
Tell me about the last time you were born.
Laundry day.
I'm just thinking, I've certainly got to the bottom of my closet, say, on laundry day. And it's, you know, it's been sweatpants generally. Mm. Why did you, as leather pants, it's just not a kind of laundry day thing. How did that happen?
3.
I think he was going through something. My sense was that things were not all right with him.
Mm-hmm. I think that's right. I think he was trying to say, does this feel good still?
And I was as excited. I mean, I'm equally to blame for this. I was just as excited. And it just didn't feel right. I wasn't comfortable, and neither was he.
4.
I've always been tight. But I don't remember ever being that tight. Mm. And this is going to sound like I'm speaking in metaphor, but I'm not. We are no longer a good fit. And I don't know what to do about that.
5.
Well, I wanted to ask, because when an article of clothing doesn't get worn for years, mm-hmm. there's a couple reasons. And I think, like, one is that our identities change and our sense of, you know, who we are as represented by our clothing changes. Mm-hmm. The other is we just don't fit it anymore physically.
6.
I've changed a little, but I don't think I've changed as much as he has. I feel like I'm the same pair of pants I always was.
I agree with that. Our guy has changed. William has not. I've known him for a long time. He's a little bit more boring. I like him.
I love him.
But he is a little bit more boring.
7.
The last time that he took me out before the laundry day, I remember he came in and he took me off the hanger and he looked me right in the eyelet and said, am I too old for these? I don't know who he was talking to. I think he was talking to me, but
it sounds like he was maybe asking himself. You know?
It might have been rhetorical.
Yeah.
8.
But I remember going out in public and hearing someone say, does he actually think he can pull that off? And I wasn't sure if they meant literally, like, pull off the pants.
Can he remove you? Yeah.
But I came to understand that they were making fun of him. And I know that's how he took it.
Mm-hmm. 9.
And we got home and he took me off and he threw me on the floor. Mm. I hit the floor with a slap.
He has beautiful hardwood floors.
They are beautiful. But they are hard.
10.
And I remember thinking, what did I do to you to make you feel so angry at me? And now, with hindsight, obviously he was upset. He was embarrassed. He was angry at himself. He wasn't angry at me, but he took it out on me.
Yeah.
And I was on the floor the whole night. Mm-hmm. I remember looking up at you and saying, like, is this how it's going to be from now on? Like, are we through? Am I even going to live here anymore?